You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's me. It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio, New York City, and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. I have a great guest today. I'm joined by my man, Ace. We're going to talk about his thoughts from a man's perspective on LSD. That is love, sex, and dating. And you know I call it LSD because it's just like a drug. We all want it. We all need it. And we all got to have it. So, Ace, welcome to Situations with Sassy. Welcome back, should I say.
Thank you for having me, as usual.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, remind the audience, who are you? Give us your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I say it's a beautiful day today.
Yes.
I mean, the air is fresh, the birds are chirping.
Yes.
The sun is shining. I love the spring. I love it. But, you know, I'm just here with my girl Sassy. I'm from Cigar Recon. Mm. For all my sisters and brothers of the Leafs out there, if you haven't tried Cigar Recon, get you some. CigarRecon.com. But, you know, they call me Ace. I'm just out here chopping it up with my girl Sassy for a minute, see what's going on.
Well, what y'all don't know is off air, we have a lot of lively conversations, and we're always back to that one main topic of relationships and how we view relationships. And we had a conversation earlier where we were talking about when it comes to relationships, I was saying that a lot of women stay in relationships where they know they're not happy, where they know they're sexually unsatisfied, mentally not stimulated, not inspired, you know, emotionally or inspired spiritually, and they still stay within these relationships. And you wanted to know why women do that.
Yeah, because, my thought process on it is that I think a lot of women are afraid to just be alone, be to themselves. They feel like they need to have somebody in their life to make them feel fulfilled. And I'm like, is that really necessary? Do you need somebody to be fulfilled? Can't you fulfill yourself and just maybe bring someone in to add to that?
You can do that, but as I said, women have this fear of being alone. That's one. And then the patriarchy and the societal stigma that we live under, we've been culturally conditioned to believe that women are not validated unless somebody shows the world that they are wanted and needed and desired. Which is why what you said when we were talking earlier about how these women are online with half of their ass out and their titties out and they're doing all of this clout chasing. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side of that, women see those women, and then they see what men are lusting after, mm-hmm. and thinks that's who they have to be,
right?
In order to get attention. Because the natural-bodied woman is not acceptable in society. Stretch marks, what they call them, tiger claws, or what do they call them when you have the stretch marks on your side, mm-hmm. and from the babies, or just from being fat?
No, I don't think it's not accepted, because, like I said, you know, you got the BBLs, you got the lip injections. It's being emulated. A lot of, let's just face it, black women just have this natural curviness to them and this natural beauty to them that a lot of people are spending thousands of dollars to get. Because, like you said, when you're online, you see a fat ass and a motherfucker, oh. So, like you said, a woman's like, oh, I need to have that. So they go get this Brazilian butt lift, and then that turns out to be trash. But like you said, it's going to be somebody out there that's going to be like, I don't give a fuck.
Right, I want that. Right, exactly. And you see that, but then there's also this, you know, I've said it on the show 100 times, social media is a blessing and a curse. So you also see them, when you say emulate, they Nicki Minaj, And then look at Kay Michelle, went through all of that and then had to go and have everything removed because it was slowly killing her.
Yeah.
And she had the right BBL. She wasn't at a Motel 6 getting the injections. She wasn't flying down to Miami and couldn't be afford, but you're not able to afford to stay for the recovery and got a Neo on the flight home. So I don't get it. I don't understand it. Maybe that's because I've always had a big butt. Whether like, I don't know. I have it all. You know, I got the hips, the butt, the gut. I got everything. And I think women really, really want that because that's what they see as men seeing as desirable. And then when I try to ask them, is it a desirability for a man to want to have that woman forever or just that moment?
Mm.
Do you want to be that moment or do you want to be forever?
That's a good point.
But a lot of them aren't taking it that far. Nah. It's just like, he wants me now, let me just be happy because he wants me now.
Yeah, they.
But then he wants Shirley right beside you too.
Right.
Barbara. You know? And then how do you deal with that?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. You know, the whole dating dynamic is tricky these days. Like you said, social media is a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even on the dating apps, it's so informal now. You know, back in the day, you actually had to step to somebody. Like, hey, how you doing? Blase, blase, whatever. Now, all you got to do is swipe right, swipe left, whatever. Y'all match, y'all chat for a minute. You don't build no real chemistry. So when you finally meet somebody, you know, it's like...
There's no chemistry.
Damn. This is what I swipe right on? Fuck.
But you know what? You're right, because they don't have conversations and they don't. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like have this like dating app rule. I'm going to talk to you on an app for a week. Right. And then I'm going to throw my phone number out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to him to use it. If he doesn't use it, I don't respond to those messages that he keeps sending me in the app. I'm done. Because I need to hear your voice.
Right.
And then after we talk, and I can feel chemistry through the phone, I want to see if that translates in a face-to-face.
And how often does that translate? I mean, you see what I'm saying? It doesn't translate
one
often.
Time.
It doesn't translate often enough one to time. Make these, you know.
No, twice. It has translated twice, but I kind of messed that up with the... With one of them. I dropped the ball on that.
But it needs to be organic, you know, old school, you know, see somebody out, talk to them, so you get that vibe right then and there.
But they don't know how to come up.
That's
and
why I
they
said,
don't have that conversation.
The art of communication is lost these days.
Is that what you feel is number one in relationships?
Yeah, of course. We don't know how to talk to each other anymore. Because most of the time, people got that... Their heads buried in the phone. Like I told you, me and my brother was out at a restaurant. We was having dinner.
Excuse me.
And it was like 3 or 4 couples. All those couples had their head in their phone, not even engaging with one another. I'm like, is this a date or what's going on?
They didn't ask any questions.
No, they weren't even talking to each other. They was in the phones. And me and my brother looking at this like, what's going on?
Now, do you think that's both their fault? Or with the society being as it is and the man asked you out, you think it's his time to step up and take the lead and say, hey, why don't we put our phones away? Let's talk. Let's get to know each other.
It's on both parties. You know, communication is not a one-way street. I can't communicate with you and you not communicate back, right?
That's true. That's very true.
So both of them need to be like, let's put these phones down and let's have a conversation while we out.
So what are we going to talk about?
My, you know what? It's so much to talk about.
But a lot of people, again, it's that whole conversation start. I've done shows on conversation starters. I remember back in what? Jesus. 2009, when I was blogging heavily, and I did a whole list of things to ask on a first date that didn't involve how many sexual partners you have, because for whatever reason, a woman's body count means a lot to a man. And what
now,
I try
hold,
to...
stop. A woman's body count means a lot to a...
Bitch-ass man.
Nigga. bitch-ass man. Because it don't matter. I mean, especially, you know, you got 20, 30, 40, 50-year-old women out here. what difference does it make how many dudes she been with if she with you in that moment? You know, if you worried about who she fucked before you, then you got a problem off the break. What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. And again, social media, you'll see where men was like, who, wasn't it a rapper who said that he only dated women? He was dating this girl because she had nobody or only had one man before him. When I said, look at it this way. If you were 14 and you lost your virginity, most girls lose it either at homecoming or prom night or something else. Mm-hmm. So you're clearly a teenager. Mm-hmm. So if you're 14, 15, 16, 17, and you lose your virginity, and then you go to college, and you got 4 years of college, you done had four different boyfriends. That's five men by the time you graduate. Some more than that. But I'm being conservative. Okay. So it's five men by the time you graduated, 20, 21? Mm-hmm. So then you done had a relationship every year. Mm-hmm. Every year from 22 forward. Right? That's a lot of men. But what if you had a man? Well, maybe you didn't have him every year. But what if 22 you met this guy and you were married? And then you broke up and felt like you were missing out on something. So now you in your late 30s and you trying to get your groove back. And you start going through some more. Men are worried about that. They're worried about...
Stop saying
not men. Some men. Let me put the caveat.
No.
Some bitch ass men.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's, some bitch ass men are concerned about
that's
that.
That's Ace's opinion. That's not sassy. That's Ace saying bitch ass men. All right, go ahead.
But you do. I've dated a guy that felt like that. Like they didn't want. Like I'm like, do you want a virgin? Cause I mean, they're making them, but you're just gonna have to wait a few. years. There's a virgin born every minute. But you know, you're going to have to wait a few years. Do you honestly think at my age that I don't have any type of experience?
Exactly.
But it was a constant reminder. And I remember telling you about that television show I watch, where the guy got mad at the woman when she was just telling him how to please her. And he was like, don't tell me about that. That lets me know you've been with other men.
And I let you know you a bitch ass nigga.
She had two kids and she had been married twice. What do you think she been with? So I don't get that thought process. And the other thing that we were talking about, especially when it comes to the relationships, is the mindset of these men. And I asked you, why don't you think like these other dudes out here? We've seen them on the TikToks and the Facebooks and Twitter and their disparaging comments about women.
Yeah, it's really upsetting, honestly. I think... the difference between a man and a bitch-ass dude is clearly common sense. They're not thinking with their right minds. You can't be to say some of the stuff you're saying out your mouth. You understand what I mean? Because if you on a podcast talking about a woman needs to be 5 foot and 120 pounds and she can't do this and she got to do that and that, you goofy as hell.
And she got to cook, and she got to clean, she got to be fit, go to the gym.
Yeah, some what was the thing with, she got to go to church regularly, she got to cook regularly.
Sex four times a week.
Yeah, sex four times a week. I'm just like, you know, if you had your own thing going on, clearly you would know sex four times a week may not be in the cars.
Feasible.
Because, you know, motherfuckers working. You might have kids. You might have, you know, outside interests going right. on. So, right. you know, let's be common sense, people.
Do you
common sense, please.
Do you think, though, when I look, because I don't necessarily watch these or listen to these podcasts.
Me either.
But I have a lot of context from the various groups that I belong to, the singles groups that I'm in, because that's where I get a lot of content for the show, just to see what people are talking about. And a lot of them reference these podcasts like the Holy Grail, as well, this is what men want women to do, XYZ. It was like, how long have these people had a relationship? Have they ever seen a healthy relationship? Do they know what healthy relationships look like? Because you're only giving content based on the context of what you see and what's around you. So if all you see... men running in and out, or running in and out, literally, of women dropping seeds, not taking care of their babies and moving on, then that's your context. And you're going to blame the woman for that. And one of the things that I noticed, and this isn't all, but a lot of these men are from single parent homes and to me have some type of axe to grind with their mom. Because you don't have anything nice to say.
Well, that's even worse if that's the case, because that means you blaming your mom for your dad's bad behavior. Why are you doing that? You can't do that.
They don't look at it like that.
That's what I'm saying, though. What is wrong with you that you are blaming your mother for your dad's bad behavior? I don't blame my mom for the way my father acted. I blame my father.
But
because that's on him, not her.
You have common sense. Isn't that what you
that's
said?
That's what I'm saying.
You have common sense. And you've looked at, you probably had years to analyze the situation. And a logical, because you are very logical. You're very methodical. You're a critical thinker. Mm-hmm. And critical thinkers are dangerous, y'all. Critical thinkers are dangerous, y'all. Just don't know. But, and a lot of them, and I can tell, and that old adage of hurt people, because they're not in relationships. And if they are, they're not in healthy ones. They're in the relationships because the girl looked good, and she looks good on my arm, which makes him look good. But how are you really treating each other?
Well, that brings me to another point in this situation. If you got these dudes spitting out this garbage, and you got a woman that's buying into it, you gotta blame her also.
Oh, dude, definitely.
Because if you falling for this just so you can be in a relationship type deal, as we said earlier, that's a problem.
I think, as a woman, when they get into these relationships, it's not only to kind of like assuage that loneliness, but to validate them as a woman. They're not taking it any further than this man wanting them. They're not looking at the long term. If they want long term, they're not looking at the long term. And they gives them clout to go on social media and post this photo to say, see y'all, I'm chosen. Now you're going to look stupid if somebody said, that's my man too. Because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. And I really think, ladies, don't get mad at me. I really think a lot of times the reason why you post them in is to see if somebody will claim them.
Oh.
I do. I think that you will post them to see if somebody will claim them.
Wow. That's devious. If that's what y'all doing out there, y'all devious.
What? There's a website for that.
What?
They got Don't Date 'Em Girl, where they put your picture up on the dating site.
Oh, wow.
And put all your shit out there and all of the bullshit that you did, especially a woman scorned. Now, I don't know if the site is still available, but it's called Don't Date 'Em Girl. Hey. Then they got another website to show you all of the men that are gay that are on these straight sites. Can't remember what the name of that is.
Wow.
But you just take a picture of his photograph and there it was. It's on these sites. So there are things out here. Like that picture I showed you earlier. That dude is clearly on a site. He's clearly on a site because I don't think that site is
you could do gay on there.
You can?
Yeah.
But he don't have gay. His is heterosexual.
Maybe he made a mistake.
No. Uh-uh. No.
Maybe he made no, because you could set it to be gay, straight.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he made
some. Some people that make a mistake said it won't let me change this because he didn't say that. He didn't say any of that. But that's the other thing that women. It's like I heard one girl say, not only do I have to compete with other black women, I got to compete with white women, Asian women, Hispanic women. Now I got to cheat. Be concerned about a motherfucking man or a transgendered man because deep down my man might be attracted to that, but he doesn't know how to tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's so many different things. I could never date a man who dated a trans man or a man. If you went through some type of hazing initiation where you had to lick peanut butter off of a man's chest because I know a dude who had to do that, I don't want nothing to do with you.
Well, first of all, if I'm pledging of a fraternity and they were like, yeah, you got to lick, I don't need them letters that bad. I might take some wood or whatever, but I'm not licking nothing off no dude's chest.
Hey.
And ladies, hey. If you see my face on don'tdate.com, it was by mistake. Don't pay no attention to that.
They said he get more butts than ashtrays. You ain't heard it from me, but that's what I heard. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, it's sites like that. You didn't even know it existed. Mm-mm. But I think it's one similar for women. Women who put sugar in your tank and snitting your tires and busting windows out your car and whatnot. Wow. And you get a man that what did that lady say? Is it the knows the proper way to a man that can finesse in the bedroom, that really, really finesses and talking shit in your ear and whatnot? You probably gonna get your windows busted out. You probably, it's one of those. What is that? The three short thrusts, then the long deep stroke, then the two short thrusts, then the long deep stroke twice, and all of that, that hit you at that spot. If he knows how to do that, you in trouble.
No.
You in trouble. Even if you had no plans on him being trouble, he done finessed you and then moved up to the top two or three or whatever your numbering system is. So then what? So you put him on don't date him, girl, because that man didn't want you. He didn't do shit to you. He just didn't want you. It's the state of relationships. Yeah. So really and truly, we got like 10 minutes. Social media has made it seem like wanting to be in a relationship and being in a relationship and expressing the joy and excitement you have for your partner is bitch-ass behavior.
That's sad.
We saw that with Russell Wilson. And we're going to take it back to Ciara wearing that barely there dress and all of the comments from black men and some black women. All
right, let me speak on that. Everyone who made a negative comment about that is fucking hate. They jealous. Because they know goddamn well if Ciara was on their arm, they would have not a problem what she was wearing. So stop it. All you motherfucking haters out there, stop it. Stop hating on some shit you don't need to be hating on. That makes no sense. People, let's use common sense out in these streets. Please. That's ridiculous that y'all hating on her for that. She look beautiful. Y'all just mad because she ain't with you.
I think that's what it is.
Come on, stop.
Men who have no chance. And one dude said it so eloquently, and I can't find it, but he said, men are mad, men that have no chance, don't make the amount of money that he make, that could never play the sport that he plays,
right,
are mad at this man who gave his wife the autonomy, right? Yeah. Do you really think, and this is what I said, I think in one of the platforms I was on, I said, do you really think when they received that invitation and what the theme was, that they didn't, as husband and wife, have a conversation, said, well, the theme is barely there, and I guess I got to be half naked, had a little description or whatever, had suggestions of things to wear. Do you really and truly think that they didn't have a conversation as a husband and wife? Like, she just told him, and I'm wearing this. How do you know he didn't pick that out for her?
First of all, from what I don't know their relationship. I just know what I see. And I feel that if Russell really had an issue with that, she wouldn't have done it.
Nope.
So clearly, Russell was cool with it. She was cool with it. Because I know if Ciara was my girl, I would have been hella cool. Matter of fact, I'd be like, yeah, all you haters, yeah, that's what y'all ain't getting. What? Holla at your boy. You feel me? Shit, come on.
But then women were saying that if she respected herself, that's not an outfit that a respectable married woman would wear.
Stop.
And I'm saying to myself, all of these women that were there, that followed the theme, the only one y'all picked out was Halle Berry. Idris Elba's wife was in there. No one said anything about her. Mm-hmm. Halle Berry was there. No one said anything about Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. No one said anything about any of the other women. But you focused on Ciara. Why? Why did they focus on Ciara?
Because she a bad bitch.
Because Ciara was a single mom who used to date the rappers, and no man was going to want her because, quote unquote, she had been ran through. In walks Russell Wilson, who genuinely loves her. And guess what, y'all? He likes her, too. Mm-hmm. And allows her autonomy. She's twerked online. They done made announcements in bed together when he got that last contract and whatnot. If you followed him on social media. And he stepped up and to be a father to the oldest child. Future. Who adores him.
Future.
That's right. That's his. That's the child's name, right?
No. That's who he had, who she had the kid with. Future.
I thought the baby's name was Future, too.
Oh, look, I don't get all that. Okay. I just know Future.
Future, right. Right.
Clown a nigga.
Right.
And Future the one looking stupid.
Because this man stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, man. Come on.
And it takes a man. And not a lot of men will do that. So according to these podcasts, these male podcast gurus, Ciara is for the streets. And he got her from the streets, and that's where she belongs. And I absolutely don't see it that way. If I had the body, I would have wanted to. Mm-hmm. It's not like she went to the supermarket. She went to a themed event. And it's Hollywood. It's the industry that she's in. Things are always extra and exponential and loud. Mm-hmm. So we have 5 minutes left, Ace. What are your thoughts on the state of the relationships between men and women right now?
Well, I feel like this. Until men and women, black, white, or other, get their communication game up, we're going to continue to be in the same circle that we in. To me, communication is the foundation, the basis of any relationship, whether it's just a friendship, whether you're dating, whether whatever you got going on, business, you have to communicate with people. If you keep your thoughts to yourself and you think a motherfucker trying to read your mind, you wrong. Come on, folks. Let's use common sense and communication. The C's up in this bitch. CC. Common sense, communication. That's my thoughts, man.
Communication, common sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have a mantra or motto that you live by?
That's a tough one for me because I did, prior to some certain things happening, and now that my life is a little bit different, I feel a little bit lost with that. So mm-hmm. I'm struggling to find that.
Okay.
Still.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Mm. My mantra, I say it at the end of each show, mm-hmm. but my other mantra is say what you mean and mean what you say. Mm-hmm. Don't gaslight me. Don't bullshit me. Don't tell me what you think I want to hear.
Right.
I want 100% honesty so I can have clarity and have no gray area and no confusion, mm-hmm. especially in dating and relationships.
Right.
And I need to listen need to more.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell.
I don't.
Sassy has a problem with listening, y'all.
No surprise. I don't think it's a sassy problem. I think it's, you know, hey, ladies, don't hate me. But women problem. A lot of women hear, but they don't hear. They try to anticipate what you're saying and not what you're saying. And that's where it goes back to communication. If a man is communicating something with you, hear him. Don't take what you think he's saying. Take what he's saying.
Take his actual words.
Yeah, and vice versa for dudes. If a woman's telling you something, hear what she's saying, not what you think she wants you to say. You feel me?
I feel you, 100%.
And CigarRecon.com in the building, you feel me?
And you can give your Instagram handle and Twitter handle for that? Mm-hmm. Or your social media platform, should I say?
Yeah, sure. My Twitter is at CXOAce72, I believe, or 71. That's crazy. I don't even know my Twitter handle. I'm sorry, y'all. It's at CXOAce72. And
any underscores?
Nah. Okay. It's CXOAce72, and Instagram is Mr. Tap That Ash.
A-S-H. A-S-H, ladies. Tap dat. D-A-T-A-S-H. Mm-hmm. All right. So, listen, I want to thank you, Ace, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You definitely have to come back because I always enjoy talking to you and getting your thoughts and what men think. Not that y'all are a monolithic group, but I think that you have the common sense that women very rarely get to hear on other platforms. As a single man, they have a lot of very clear and concise thoughts from married men, but as a single man who's lived life and experienced relationships, I think that you give a lot of insight onto what critically thinking, logical thinking, common sense men think and feel. I really do. So listen, remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. Until then, I will talk to you in a week. Peace.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.